Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And welcome to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks for tuning in on this beautiful weekend. Man, we've had just some wonderful weather out here in the Pacific Northwest, and I got to tell you, this is my favorite time of the year without question. So let's talk about Starbucks for a minute. My wife and I, one of the things we would do on the weekend was, it was kind of our date morning. We'd get up on like Saturday morning or Sunday morning sometimes, and we'd kind of go out to run our errands, and would start by getting a coffee, and then would run off and do our, you know, whatever trips we had to make, Home Depot, Fred Meyer, Costco. And it was just kind of a nice quiet time. We like to get up out of the house early, go get our stuff done, enjoy the time. And it was funny because we would go to Starbucks and we started noticing this trend where we would walk in and we would order our drinks and we would sit there and they would make 10 or 12 drinks and put them in this rack over there at the end of the counter. And then people were just walking in and picking them up and they weren't making our drinks. So it would take us longer to get our drinks. And it turned out these people were using the mobile order, the mobile application. So they were just ordering their drink. It was, you know, it's paid for right there when you order it. And then they walk in and they grab their coffee. And it was kind of funny because we were really complaining about that, saying, well, that doesn't seem fair. You know, here we are, we're in line, we stop by, get a coffee, and these people just walk in, get their coffee, and walk out. And we were talking about that, and now that's, you know, you go 6 months forward to where we are today, and what we're noticing now is because of COVID, when COVID hit, all of a sudden, you know, a lot of the Starbucks were closed, we didn't go, and then you could get them through the drive-through, or if you wanted to get one, it made sense to order online because you just threw your mask on and walked in and got it. And so now today, we are using that app on a regular basis. If we go out on the weekend and we want to have a coffee, we order that app, pull the app up, and we order our drinks right there when we leave the neighborhood, and they're right there at our local Starbucks. So it's kind of funny. It's like how our perception has changed, and we really thought, well, it was too much of a hassle, this, that, or the other thing, and now we're thinking, you know, this is actually pretty slick. We don't have to worry about money. The drinks just are ready for us. They're paid for, and off we go. And there's a lot of things in life like that. And I think, you know, mobile banking was another one for me. I was just very, very slow to move over to mobile banking. I used to still write checks out till about 4 or 5 years ago. And now I just absolutely hate to write a check. I actually preferred using bill pay or something electronic because it doesn't have my signature on it now. It doesn't have my check with my home address, all that stuff. And I had a misconception that it wasn't safe, and I've learned now through, you know, business and everything that we do, that we try to use encrypted electronic transfers of money as often as we can versus having someone write a physical check, because then we got to mail it, and you have so many chances of things getting lost and things are getting stolen in mailboxes now. So again, that's another misconception that changed. When it first came out, I thought there's just no way, and now, you know, I'm depositing checks with my phone, to be honest with you. It's just fantastic. So I want to spend some time today on our Long-Term Care Radio here just talking about five of the most common misconceptions I think people have when they are working on long-term care planning. And we're actually putting a new website together. Should be out next month, and we're going to have this available. We're going to put this in a PDF form so people can go in and download this and get this and read it themselves. But it's important for me just to talk about some of these things, and I want to go over that today. And I think misconception number one, without question, is I may not need it. And this is where I'm just, you know, you got all these statistics out there that just tell us otherwise. And I don't like statistics because I'm a firm believer. If they say it's a 1% chance that something's going to happen and it happens to you, you don't care what the odds are. And so to take your house burning down, for instance, 99.7% chance it's not going to burn down. But when it does burn down, it's a big deal. So misconception number one by far, I think, for long-term care planning is people don't understand the importance. They don't understand the odds that, or I guess the risk that they're up against. They don't understand that 7 out of 10 Americans after age 65 are going to end up in some kind of long-term care situation. And that's not the big thing for me. If you look at it, those people that end up in extended healthcare situations, one in five, 20%. So just walk down the street, one, two, three, four, five, one, two, three, four, five, and you start counting people out and you realize that one in five people that are in extended healthcare situations are going to end up needing care for over 5 years. So that's one of the things that we talk about in our classes all the time, is that it's not about the risk, it's about the magnitude, and it's about the consequences. And I still think there's a lot of people out there, when they're thinking about long-term care planning, they think, gosh, you know what, it's going to be something way off in the future. I don't have to worry about that, really. It's going to be the end of my life. It's probably not that big of a deal. But when we look at it statistically, and this is where the actuaries just sit there and they look at the tens of thousands and the millions of people that end up in extended healthcare situations, they can get some trends and they can see the data lines. And about a third of the people that trigger long-term care plans are people that are in extended healthcare situations are people under age 65. And that's hard for people to believe, but if we look at that, that's usually from an accident or a sudden illness, like maybe a stroke or cancer or a really horrible accident. But when we think about that, a third of the people that trigger a claim are under age 65. Long-term care is a big deal, because when you end up in a long-term care situation, or you end up with diagnosed with, say, Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease at age 62, and you've got a lot of life in front of you, the consequences of that extended healthcare situation can be huge. So again, I think that we have to look at it. The government spits all this data out there. Now, we don't know, if we're looking at the population, you know, we can say 7 out of 10 people are going to need some kind of help. We don't know which 7, and that's the same thing with anything. We don't know which house is going to burn down, but they know on average X amount of houses burn down a year in this country, and that's the actuarial science behind it. So if we look at that data, all we know as individuals is the odds are stacked against us, that we probably will. And if we look at a married couple, it's an over 90% chance that one of them will end up in a long-term care situation before they pass away after age 65. So I would say misconception number one is you may not need it. Folks, I will tell you, this is probably the biggest risk that we face. Most people are worried about running out of money in retirement, saving enough money for retirement. Your real number one risk is not ending up in the emergency room. It's ended up in an extended healthcare situation. That's it by far. We're going to continue on. I got several more misconceptions I want to talk about today. But what we're going to do, before we get to that and we head into our first break, I want to tell you a little bit about our upcoming class, because I do have two classes on the calendar already now for September. Our next class is going to be Wednesday the 16th at 3 p.m. And then after that, we're going to have one Friday morning on the 25th at 9 a.m. So again, Wednesday the 16th at 3, Friday morning the 25th at 9 a.m. You can sign up for both of those classes on our website. We have them up now. Madeline's got them right there on our homepage, 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. Stick with us. We're going to head into our first break, and we're going to come back and talk about a few more misconceptions for long-term care planning.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
You know, we can't always count on great health as we age. That's why I cannot overstate the peace of mind I feel having long-term care coverage for me and my wife. If you've been thinking about it, but you have some questions, this is a great time to get answers. Join my friends from 525 Advisors for one of their free long-term care planning live webinars they have coming up. At the webinar, they'll explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. And then when you're ready, 525 Advisors, they are the best in the country. And I know that because my wife and I went through the whole process with Brian and Madeline, and man, they take great care of their customers. Check out all their reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So sign up today, 525longtermcare.com. Join them for one of their upcoming live webinars. The class is free. All you have to do is go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Take the burden off your loved ones by making sure your care is funded and managed in a time of need. Visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss, but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, Certified Long-Term Care Planning Specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio this weekend. And again, if you're new to Long-Term Care Radio, we have a couple shows on Saturday, 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock in the morning, and then we have a 12 o'clock show on Sunday. And of course, you can always get our podcasts at our website at 525longtermcare.com. You can also get them on iTunes. And again, the idea of the radio show, we try to bring a lot of information here and just start educating you about long-term care, kind of really what it is. And then you're going to hear us talking about our classes nonstop because it's just a great way. We've got a class. In fact, I just got a call this week from a listener that said she attended one of our last classes and thought it was just very thoughtful and really touched on a lot of important subject matter about long-term care planning. And that's really what it's about, just to kind of educate you, to get you to be able to wrap your mind around really, you know, some of the issues and some of the options and some of the things that you can do to put a plan in place for, you know, protect yourself and your family. So look for those classes coming up, and always look for our podcast too if you want to hear more of us. We're talking about misconceptions. The first one, of course, you might not need it. I think that, you know, again, the stats are pretty clear that that's our biggest risk as we move into retirement. I think misconception number two that I see out there is I have enough money. A lot of people, including financial advisors, CPAs, attorneys, they still look at long-term care as a money proposition, meaning if you've got the magic number, and I don't know what that number is because it's different with every advisor. Maybe it's $1 million with one advisor. Maybe it's $2 million with another advisor. You can Google it. You can Internet it. There's a lot of people out there who say if you have $2 to $3 million, you don't need to worry about long-term care insurance planning. And folks, I will just tell you that is such a, it's, to me, it's one of our biggest misconceptions and the biggest problems out there is when we start making long-term care planning about money. That simplified approach overlooks a lot of things, like hidden taxes. You got to remember that just because you have money or you have assets, you've got to convert those assets to income to pay for care. The idea of having a long-term care plan is that you have a dedicated source of money to pay for long-term care, and that money comes back to you tax-free. Where if I'm selling out off my IRA, or I'm selling real estate, or I'm selling stocks, there's going to be either, you know, capital gains tax, or there's going to be income tax. And also what people forget is as you convert those assets to income and it pushes that income up, guess what happens? You start that snowball effect. So now you're in a higher tax bracket. You're going to pay more for your Medicare, and off you go. So that's one of the things I think that people often overlook. But I think the biggest issue they overlook when they just say you have enough money is they look at the human cost. Because I don't care if you got $5 million, you got $500,000. If you end up in a long-term care situation and you don't have a plan and you don't have those, that team of professionals to call, someone's going to have to step up. And in most cases, it's a family member. And I just read this book on caregiving a few weeks ago when I was down in Lincoln City. And folks, I'll tell you, I just came away from that just you know, kind of just amazed at some of the emotional stress that people have to deal with year in and year out from being a caregiver. This was really, it followed like 8 or 9 caregivers, and they were taking care of people with cognitive situations. Most of them were Alzheimer's. There's a couple that had Parkinson's. But I'm telling you what, the human cost is huge. And it's you've got to think about that when you're making a plan. If I have all the money in the world, that's great. But who's going to manage that for you? Who's going to take that burden of dropping that on? And what I mean by that is, if I have a long-term care plan, I'm going to call this 800 number. And some of the companies, we got some great, you know, services out there. We have the concierge service, where they actually assign somebody to you and your family that is just kind of a go-to contact person that will handle the case management, the care coordination. They will handle all the claims as they come in. They just take care of all of that for you. They'll even help you get your plan turned on. They'll help you move from maybe your home to a facility or from one facility to another. They can guide you through that. These are the professionals. I say, you know, the same thing when my house burned down. The insurance people didn't just show up with money. They actually showed up with a team of professionals that knew how to get rid of the old structure. They knew how to get the permits, the contracts, and build a new house. That's the same thing that you get when you get some of these better plans for long-term care planning. So, again, I think misconception too, making it about money, it's a lot more. It should be about having a plan so that you know you have, number one, somebody to call, and then, oh, by the way, you have a dedicated source of money that's going to pay for that care, so you don't have to worry about which assets you're going to sell off or convert or what's the right thing to do or what the market timing is. Another misconception out there I see out there is, we're going to call this number three, is the fact that people still think, I have time. I can. This is something I can do later. I don't have to worry about putting a long-term care plan in place today. And I will tell you that if we look at it nationally, one out of three people that apply for a long-term care insurance plan get turned down. And a lot of that is the fault of the advisor, because they didn't do the pre-screen, which is something that we always start with. And that's why we know it's so important. But the truth is, one in three get turned down. It's because their health is already compromised to a point, or they're in a state at that moment, like maybe in physical therapy, the advisor should have never submitted them. But the truth is, they do it all the time, and people get turned down. But we've had people in their 40s get turned down from long-term care insurance, because you're going along and you think everything's fine, and then you go to the doctor, and next thing you know, they're doing some heart tests on you, and then pretty soon you got some heart scans, and now all of a sudden you got this unresolved problem. Well, the insurance companies are not going to insure somebody that has those things going on, and there's a lot of things that can pop up very quickly that can make us uninsurable. So I think that the fact that we, and Madeline and I always talk about this, we get two types of clients. We get the clients that have watched their family members go through it, and they see just what the consequences are, and they come back to us and they say, we don't want that to happen to our family. So that's one type of client we get. The second type of client that we get, and we get them all the time, are the people that have been diagnosed. They've waited. They never thought it was a big deal. And now all of a sudden they go to the doctor and they're starting to have these issues and their health is becoming compromised a little bit. And now they decide they better get some long-term care insurance. In fact, we had a gentleman that called us about 6 months ago whose wife was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease at 62. And he was upset that he could not get her long-term care insurance now because it just started, the Parkinson's, and people can live for years and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just saying, look, you know, if your house is on fire, I don't care if it's a small kitchen fire, the insurance company is not going to insure you. So I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions out there, that people assume that we can wait and put a plan in place. And I will tell you, the younger you are, the more choices you're going to have, and the less you're going to pay for the same amount of coverage. And what I mean by that is, if I take a 55-year-old and a 65-year-old, and they buy the exact same pay-as-you-go long-term care insurance plan, and they both go on claim at age 85, when they go on claim, the 55-year-old will have had long-term care insurance for 10 years longer, but they will have paid less in premiums than the 65-year-old. Because, again, the premiums are less expensive when you're younger, and the idea is to get those premiums locked in. And it's the same on the asset base. If I'm going to come in with a lump sum of money, a 55-year-old is going to pay a lot less for the same bucket of money than a 65-year-old will. And they will also have that protection for a longer period of time, especially when we, like my plan that has a lifetime benefit, the great thing about that is if I'm one of those people under 65 that get in an accident, I have coverage. I don't have to heal up from that and then hope that I can get coverage down the road. So again, don't wait too long to plan. The earlier you can do it, the more options that you're going to have, and the less expensive it's going to be, and just the better plans, the better options you're going to have out there. Number four, you know, misconception here, the government will pay for my care. It's you know, we're going into an election year, and I just got to be honest, I struggle with this because I look at the education of the average voter out there, and I know it's not people listening to this radio show because you guys are taking the time out of your day to learn something and educate yourself. But the average voter out there doesn't have a grasp on a lot of issues. They're going off of the bumper sticker. They're going off of the Twitter feed or what they saw on Facebook or whatever it is. And when we carry that through to older people, I'm always amazed at this, but they did a recent survey. 80% of the population believe that Obamacare was going to pay for long-term care if they needed it. 80%. Folks, it's astounding to me because there is not a government program out there that pays for long-term care services. Medicaid is the largest payer of nursing homes in this country. But Medicaid is a welfare program. It's a safety net program. You become a ward of the state. That means you've spent through all of your assets. So to get Medicaid, you have to prove the need for care, and you also have to prove the need financially, which means all of your assets have been spent down. If you're an individual, you can't have more than $2,000 of assets. And that includes cash value and life insurance and all kinds of things. So you are broke. And guess what? They're going to take your income. And they're going to use your income first, and they're going to give you $57 a month for personal items like toothpaste, and that's why you end up getting warehoused in a nursing home. They're not going to be sending the home health care aides to your house so that you and your family can continue your way of life. And a lot of people are confused on this, but the government is not going to pay for your long-term care. It's just plain and simple, I'm telling you this right now, you will be broke. And on top of that, you're going to end up in the Medicaid system. That's not where you want to end up. Madeline has told her story before. Her mom ended up on Medicaid. She was in her 50s when she went into long-term care. Their family was forced to spend through all their assets. I mean, it's just a disaster. So understanding that or thinking that there's some kind of rescue plan out there, government. In fact, I've gotten a couple questions this last month. It was rare, too. And, you know, basically the same topic was, will something happen with the election, i.e. if Biden wins? Will we get Medicare for all? Will that take care of long-term care? And again, no, folks. Medicare does not pay for long-term care insurance. Medicare is your acute care. And quite frankly, the country can't afford it. That's why they're, if anything, they're toughening the laws, and they're doing longer look-backs, and they're doing all kinds of things, I think, in the future. So number one, just to understand that the government is never going to be an answer for the long-term care. They just can't afford that. Number five, this is the last big misconception I want to touch on real quick. I can cover my long-term care needs with legal planning, with estate or trust planning. And I see this all the time. And again, I just did a radio show on this not too long ago. And I am a big believer that estate planning is crucial. There's so many things that you have to do. Medical directives, power of attorneys. You've got to understand who's in control of your life if you become incapacitated. So that is crucial. And there's also a lot of tax advantages to estate planning. And when you die, do you want your estate to go through probate or not? All those things. But what happens, there's some attorneys out there that will market this planning that they do as a way to not become a burden on your family and age in place, and really you just got to do a legal plan. Folks, it doesn't work. You're going to end up spending your money down because what they're really talking about is, you know, how to protect assets from Medicaid spend down. You got to give those assets away. So trust planning and estate planning does not provide long-term care. And truthfully, you need to know if you cannot qualify for long-term care insurance, you need to know that before you do your estate plan, because you need to go back to your attorney and you're going to have to make some really, really tough decisions if you are trying to protect assets for a family member. So again, legal planning is not the answer. It's something that you need to do, but it's not going to provide long-term care. We're going to head into our next break, and we'll come back with a client of the week. Stick around.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
You know, we can't always count on great health as we age. That's why I cannot overstate the peace of mind I feel having long-term care coverage for me and my wife. If you've been thinking about it, but you have some questions, this is a great time to get answers. Join my friends from 525 Advisors for one of their free long-term care planning live webinars they have coming up. At the webinar, They'll explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. And then when you're ready, 525 Advisors, they are the best in the country. And I know that because my wife and I went through the whole process with Brian and Madeline, and man, they take great care of their customers. Check out all their reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So sign up today, 525longtermcare.com. Join them for one of their upcoming live webinars. The class is free. All you have to do is go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
We know the planning process for long-term care is frustrating and confusing. Our team will take the time to guide you to the right plan. Visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. And again, thanks for tuning in. By the way, we, you heard the ads. We have a couple classes coming up in September. So again, the first one is September the 16th. That's a Wednesday. We're going to kick that off at 3 in the afternoon. And then we're going to have a follow-up class on Friday the 25th at 9 a.m. So an afternoon one, an early morning one. Both the classes are the same. They're going to teach you, the idea is to really just educate you on what long-term care is, what it pays for, how a plan triggers, where it pays for care. You're going to learn about your options, what's the difference between traditional plans and asset-based plans. And then I always do this kind of nice comparison. How does long-term care planning stack up against Medicaid planning and self-insuring? And so the whole idea of the class is just to kind of walk you through some of the basics, what long-term care is, how it works, what it pays for, how does it compare to other programs out there, what your choices are. And then when you guys are ready, it just gives you a lot, it gives you a better starting off point to start having that discussion about how to put a plan together. So again, look for those classes on our website, September the 16th at 3 p.m. and Friday the 25th at 9 a.m. And again, we're doing them over the web. So all you do is you sign up and Madeline's going to have an email link sent to you. And all you do is you click on that link and you can actually just watch the class on your browser. So you can do it on your phone, you can do it on your laptop, and you can actually send us questions. You can just type in the questions and we'll get those questions and then we'll answer all of your questions. So kind of the same format as the class. And somebody asked me when we're going to get back to live classes, and I don't know when. I was just talking to the property managers about that. I mean, we're just still under so much regulation, and you got to have so much space, and you can only have so many people in a room. So I don't think it's going to be for the foreseeable future, but we are getting some good positive feedback on these webinars, and we're going to try to continue to do a couple of months so that give you guys some flexible times to sign up. So look for that on our website, on our homepage. Let's talk a little bit about the client of the week. This is, again, my favorite part of the show. This is just explaining to you how we designed a plan for one of our clients, what we did, why we did it, and kind of walk you through some of these options out there. And, this is really going back to estate planning. I was just talking about you. Estate planning is so crucial. It really is. And a lot of people, when they've got a nice size estate, and they meet with the attorneys, and part of their goal is to figure out, what do they want to do with their assets? They're at a point in their life where they've got a good nest egg set aside. They want to maybe support their family. They maybe want to support charities. They want to give money away. But one of the nagging ongoing questions in the background on that is, what happens if one of us ends up in an extended healthcare situation? What happens if both of us end up in an extended healthcare situation? Because when you're sitting there doing the estate planning, you realize that everything that you have that you're trying to give away is really at risk, because you're going to have to spend your assets down to pay for care unless you have another way to fund that plan. And so this is our client this week, Carl, 68, and Carol, 69. And by the way, I had some client ask me the other day, we're talking to him, and she's like, all your examples, the wife is always younger. And I'm like, no, not all of them. Here's another one. Carol's a year older. That's the way my wife is. She just had her birthday, so she's officially older than me. I'm married to an older woman. So Carl did the same thing. He's 68, Carol's 69. They're retired. They have three children, and they have eight grandchildren. They were self-employed their whole life. They built a really nice company. They sold it a few years ago. And most of their assets are in some investments and a lot of cash right now from the sell of the business. And they never really thought about long-term care planning, because they just assumed, well, we're gonna pay for our own long-term care insurance. They worked hard. They had the money. They had the assets. They thought they were too old to go out and get long-term care insurance. But luckily, they heard about us. They actually went through the process. They went to a class. They learned about some of these different options, and they came in and they met with us. And here's what we really found out about them. The biggest concern for Carl and Carol is, like, we've got this estate. We know kind of what we want to do with it. We kind of have an idea how much we're going to set aside to live on. We're comfortable. But what happens if something happens to us? They've had some friends. They watched family friends that went through a long-term care situation. And one of the big takeaways that Carl said was, it was a good friend of his, is said he watched their kids. He said the long-term care situation just really put a lot of pressure on the siblings. And folks, I will just tell you, that is exactly what happens. Statistically speaking, you got three kids. One of them's going to step up. The other two kids are going to check in, but they're all going to argue about the way to get the best plan of care for mom and dad, and especially when there's money involved. I had a client 2 or 3 years ago, and she was the youngest of three siblings, and her two older siblings were like 10 and 12 years older than her, so quite a bit older. And they were trying to stick mom in a real inexpensive, basically adult family home on the other side of town so that they could protect her assets for them. And she said, no, that's not right. Mom and dad worked hard for this money. This is their money. She should be, she should get the best level of care that we can get for her. And so she was talking about how they were arguing about that, those kind of things. And so that's one of the real life concerns, I think, that people often overlook. They think, well, I have this money. But remember, you're going to get to a state, the more money you have, the more eyeballs are on that money. And the more people, maybe feel, especially children, some children feel entitled to that money, and they don't think, we can do this, this, and this and protect more of the assets. That doesn't mean you're going to get the best level of care. And Carl wasn't saying that that would happen with his kids. Nobody thinks their kids would do that. But his point was, I don't want that stress on them. I don't want them sitting there trying to figure out which assets to sell, or if I'm in a cognitive situation, or we're both in long-term care situation. He goes, I just don't want that burden on my kids. So that was one of their biggest concerns. And also, he was trying to figure out in their estate plan. He said, well, I always thought I was going to self-insure. And my question to him is, how much money are you setting aside for that? And he's like, well, I don't know. And that's exactly right. If I'm going to self-fund my long-term care plans, how do you do it? Because the question is, how long are you going to need it, Carl? How long is your event going to last? Are you both going to end up in long-term care? Or is just one of you going to end up there? And those are all questions that we don't know. So that's the problem with trying to self-insure versus saying, hey, let's get a plan that gives us some kind of guarantee. So we went through all this. And what we ended up doing is we ended up deciding to just do a single-pay asset-based plan. Carl was very conservative. A lot of business owners are that way. They've worked hard for their money. They don't want to put it in the market. They don't want to lose it. They had IRAs. They had some money that they had been contributing to the retirement account all their working years. But the majority of their money was in cash at this point, CDs, savings, things like that. And they were trying to figure out what to do with that. They did have some real estate. They had a second home, things like that. So what we ended up doing is we ended up taking just a single deposit out of some of his cash that they had invested, and we put a plan in place for him. And this is what we ended up getting for the two of them. We did a single deposit of $390,000. Now, that sounds like a lot of money, but again, it's all relative. This was less than 10% of their cash that they had sitting on the sidelines. So again, they had done very well. They had they could self-insure. Any advisor would look at them and say they could self-insure. They had the money to pay for their care. So a lot of people say, well, why would you put a plan? Well, here's why. Because for that $390,000 deposit to the insurance company, they're each going to get, Carl and Carol are each going to get $120,000 a year. That's $10,000 a month, tax-free, to pay for long-term care for as long as they need it. So think of that as a lifetime pension. Either one of them trigger a long-term care event, they're going to get $120,000 a year tax-free for the rest of their life. If they're both on claim, they're going to get $240,000 tax-free out of this plan forever. Now remember, they put $390,000 into it, so they're really spending their money down until they reach this $390,000. But here's what happens. By putting $390,000 in, that's their stopgap. They know that that $390,000 is going to pay for their long-term care, or most of it, or should pay for all of it, since they've got $120,000 a year there. But they're never going to have to put more money in. That $390,000 could turn into $600,000, could turn into $900,000, could turn into $5 million. It doesn't matter. They have unlimited long-term care benefits. They're also able to pull $20,000 out of that plan for caregiver training. They're also able to pull $20,000 out of that plan for home and medical equipment, so they could be doing wheelchair ramps or stair lifts or adjustable beds or intravenous pump, anything they need to make their home a safe environment for an extended healthcare event. Now, here's what's wonderful about this plan. They were doing their estate planning when they realized they had an issue. How do we pay for long-term care? Should we need it? How do we set assets aside for this? How do we know how much we can give away? So what we did with this plan is they've got a guarantee that $390,000 deposit is going to turn into $500,000 paid back to the estate if they never use it. Now, once you see $500,000, that's the guaranteed return. That means that if one of them go on claim and they use $100,000 of long-term care, well, $400,000 is paid back tax-free to the estate. If they use $250,000 of long-term care and that's it, $250,000 is paid back to the estate. So my point is $390,000 goes into this account. $500,000 is guaranteed to come back either in death benefit or in long-term care benefit, but either way, the return of the benefit is going to be tax-free. Now think about that. In order to grow, you get 1.25% interest. It would take you 20 years to grow that $390,000 to $500,000. That's what it would take you. And by the way, a 30-year treasury right now is paying 1.35%. So, I mean, if you want to put your money somewhere guaranteed, you can get, you know, 1.35% at 10 years paying 0.65%. So they're saying, hey, my $390,000 is turning into $500,000. The thing is, if they go out and die tomorrow in a car crash, the $500,000 is paid back to the estate right then and there. Now, they go out and they live 30, 40 years and they pass away. I mean, they'd be at 100, right, 40 years from now. Well, $500,000 goes back to the estate. Well, the financial advisors will say, well, the $390,000, you know, X percent of growth, we could have tripled that money or whatever, and the estate would have had a much bigger chunk of money paid back. It's like, yeah, that's exactly right, but you don't have insurance. So what happens if they end up in an extended healthcare situation? So again, the only time self-insuring or keeping that money in investments really makes sense is if you don't end up in a long-term care situation. And go back to misconception number one. Most people don't think we're going to need care. A married couple, 92% chance that someone's going to need long-term care. We don't know if it's going to be for 2 months. We don't know if it's going to be for 20 years. But what's wonderful about this plan is it will protect them either way. If they get lucky and they don't use it, more money is paid back to the estate than they put into the plan. If they end up in a 12-year, 15-year extended long-term care situation, they each have $120,000 a year coming in tax-free that's going to help pay for that care. So it's just a really powerful plan. And again, this is for people that have worked hard. They have bigger estates. They have assets. These are where these plans really shine because they can just do a single deposit. And again, the argument with the financial advisors, oh, we could grow this money. Well, Carl wasn't going to put the money in the market anyway. He just is like, I've got enough money in the market. I don't want any more money in the market. So if you're, you know, 60 years old and you got that 60-40 bonds, but 60% of your bonds, well, you're not getting 1.25% return on that money right now anyway. It's just working as an insurance plan. So that's what these plans do. They're going to sit there and take that money. You're going to guarantee more money back to you, but it provides this unlimited tax-free insurance. And they get access to the concierge service. They get the claim specialist. They get the case managers. They get all of those professionals so that their kids don't have to worry about it. And I'm just telling you, folks, we've got a client that we just turned a plan on a couple months ago, and the people that are the happiest are the kids, because now they have this concierge service. They don't have to make all these decisions. Mom's getting the care that she deserves, and they have somebody there that's helping them out. That's what these kind of things do. So, again, just a real nice plan, single deposit. And they could pay this plan over 10 years. They could pay into it over 5 years. But, again, this one, just time value money. He had the money sitting there. We're just really moving assets from one pocket to another pocket. We're putting a bunch of features, a bunch of benefits on them. And they each have a lifetime long-term care benefit. And guess what? Now they can go ahead and move forward with their estate plan, because they know that should one of them end up in a long-term care situation, they're not going to have to go back and peel money back that they want to go to their family or somebody else. So anyway, stick around. We've got a little bit more long-term care. I got a question of the week, actually, when we get back. We're going to wrap that up here in our final segment. It's from Jennifer over in Bellevue. So we'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
You know, we can't always count on great health as we age. That's why I cannot overstate the peace of mind I feel having long-term care coverage for me and my wife. If you've been thinking about it, but you have some questions, this is a great time to get answers. Join my friends from 525 Advisors for one of their free long-term care planning live webinars they have coming up. At the webinar, they'll explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and you'll discover all the new options and different ways to fund a plan. And then when you're ready, 525 Advisors, they are the best in the country. And I know that because my wife and I went through the whole process with Brian and Madeline, and man, they take great care of their customers. Check out all their reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So sign up today, 525longtermcare.com. Join them for one of their upcoming live webinars. The class is free. All you have to do is go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
For the most options, including new plans that protect you and your loved ones and pay you back if you never use them, visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Tory Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently, one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio at 525advisors.com.
And we're back. And again, thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio. And again, our classes, two of them coming up in September. You're going to see the first one on Wednesday the 16th at 3 p.m. and the second class Friday the 25th at 9 a.m. It's the same class, so we're just trying to give you a variety of times. And again, if you sign up at our website at 525longtermcare.com, you will be able to just get a link emailed to you, and then when you'll get a little notification, and all you do is you log in. You don't have to execute any software, like, you know, some of the software, Zoom and GoToMeetings, you have to do what they call an executable download software. You don't have to do any of that. You're just going to have a link click on that's going to allow you to pop up and see us, and you can send your questions in and everything. So, again, look for those classes. The next one, Wednesday at 3 o'clock, and that's on the 16th. And I know, you know, we're coming up in here to the first part of September and Labor Day, and everybody's trying to squeeze their last vacations in. But I will tell you, this is something important, folks. The market out there is changing. The environment is changing in insurance planning. We're seeing a lot of carriers starting to circle the wagons, and they're really trying to figure out what this COVID means to the insurance world and also what these low interest rates mean. So my point of saying that is that if you're thinking about long-term care planning, now might be a good time, especially some of these asset-based plans, because, again, we have these plans that are going to pay you back either way. You can just reposition some of the assets. The market is back up again. I think there's a lot of nervous energy out there. It's like, why is the market going as high as it's going? But if this is something you want to look at, you should really look into that. The traditional pay-as-you-go plans, we're starting to see some pressure from the low interest rates, so we're expecting price increases. We just got one announced from one of the biggest carriers out there. They're going to raise their rates September 1st, not on their existing clients, just on the clients that are buying the new policy. So, again, I've been doing this a long time, and I will just tell you that waiting to get long-term care planning does not really benefit you financially. So if it's something that you're thinking about doing, sign up for one of these classes, educate yourself, and then when you're ready, we will jump into action and show you kind of how we can design a plan and find something that makes sense for your situation. And while you're on our website, sign up for class, you'll see there's long-term care radio question of the week. That's where you can send us a question. And I just love going through the questions, and I generally pick one out and work a show around it. But this one was from Jennifer over in Bellevue. And the question came in, and she said, what happens if the insurance company decides not to pay? Is there any protection for people who purchase a policy? So, again, this is a great question, Jennifer. A lot of a lot of misconceptions out there about what long-term care, how it works, what insurance companies do, how insurance companies are regulated. In fact, I was just listening to one of the finance shows on the weekend last week or 2 weeks ago, and I about ran my driving lawnmower through the fence into the neighbor's yard because these guys were talking about how insurance companies, their guarantees are only as good as the company. And that's not really good at all because these companies aren't regulated at all. They can just pretty much do whatever they want. I call it the Dumb and Dumber Show. I can't stand it. I cannot stand it when financial advisors, when attorneys, when CPAs, I don't care who they are, when they start saying stuff like that, they're just talking out, you know, the side of their mouth. It's just, it makes zero sense. Insurance companies are highly regulated. They always have been. And so Jennifer's question, what happens if an insurance company decides not to pay? Well, number one, they can't. It's a contract. It's a legal contract that they have to pay that claim to you. Now, if they get out of the business and they say, we're not going to sell long-term care insurance anymore, they still either have to honor the contracts that they have or they have to transfer that business to another insurance carrier that's going to service that. The states aren't going to just let them close their doors and walk away. They are super regulated. And not only that, insurance companies are cash reserve companies. So their guarantees, like this guy says, their guarantees are only as good as the company. Well, guess what? Those guarantees are pretty dang strong because there is an underlying guarantee through the state, the Guarantee Trust Association, that every state has one, and they back your policy, whether it's health insurance, life insurance, long-term care insurance, annuities. There's a guarantee that's backed. Our state backs these policies up to $500,000. Now, that Guarantee Trust Association is really made up of the other insurance carriers as well, too. So the other insurance carriers are also forcing regulation and rules and cash reserve requirements on all the companies because they don't want to get stuck holding the bag for some company that's just out there running willy-nilly and doesn't have their books in order. So again, yes, insurance is highly, highly, highly regulated. And what really frustrates me on this when I hear advisors say stupid stuff like that, this guy just hates annuities. That's why the guys, you say annuity to him and he just has to browbeat the heck out of insurance companies. And that's fine. That's his opinion, but it's not fact. Annuities are guaranteed as well. And that money with these insurance companies, when you look at the financial crisis, when AIM filed bankruptcy, a huge insurance company, not one person lost a claim. There wasn't one person that died that didn't get their death benefit paid. So again, you can't let that fear-mongering. The reason why people say that is because what they're doing, they're trying to get you to do what they sell, right? So indexed mutual fund and just take what the market gives you and stay away from these guarantees over here with the insurance company because the guarantees are only as good as the insurance companies and those insurance companies aren't regulated and blah, 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 blah. And I'll tell you, it does. It gets my blood boiling because my father died and his life insurance policy paid out, and he had that policy forever. And oh, this is one of those stupid 140-year-old mutual companies, but they're not really that good. They're not that guaranteed. It's just bogus, folks. These companies, A-plus rated, billions of dollars in cash reserves assets. We take pride in working with the best of the best, and I will be honest with you, there's several insurance companies that have long-term care insurance that I will not sell. I just refuse to sell them because they're public companies. I can read the books and the notes. But even those companies aren't going to leave you high and dry. They have a choice. They either got to hold that contract, they got to have cash reserves to meet their requirements, and as soon as their cash reserves fall below those levels, they have to figure out a way to get more cash reserves in there. And that's what's going on with Genworth right now. Genworth is raising the rates and raising the rates and raising the rates. It's mostly because their cash reserves fell below their standard because they're regulated. Because not only do the states regulate them, the federal government regulates them, and all of the insurance have formed this compact where they put pressure on everybody to make sure that they are solid because nobody, I mean, let's face it. I don't care what kind of insurance it is, life insurance, health insurance, car insurance, long-term care insurance. If an insurance company says, oh, we're not going to pay your claim, well, the insurance would be worthless and nobody would buy it. So it's a great question, though, Jennifer. I mean, the whole idea of insurance is it's a guarantee. The reason why we have insurance is because that money out there is guaranteed for us in the future, where if I have money in the market, there is no guarantee to that. If I have money in a CD, there's a guarantee to a certain amount, right? But I'm not getting any growth on it. But that's why we the difference between saving and investment and insurance, it's not one or the other. It's really a combination of all of those things. But ideally, I think what people worry about, especially on these asset-based plans, it makes a lot of sense. I give this money to an insurance company. What happens if they're not around? Well, folks, that doesn't happen. If they are going to leave, they have to transfer that business out, or the state's going to take over those cash reserves, and they're going to monitor and deal with the insurance. So that has happened before in the past. I've seen it happen once, but the states actually just take over, but the clients do not lose their benefits. The contract remains the same. And so just keep that in mind. And again, that's why we do the show, just to bring some you know, level-headed thoughts about insurance. I got into this business because I ran into people like these financial advisors that just kind of sell the bumper sticker talk. And I would go home and I'd start doing the research and say, huh, that doesn't seem right. That doesn't seem right. That doesn't seem right. And it's important because what we're really trying to do by putting a plan in place is we're trying to put a guarantee in place that says we have not only the money, but we have that team of professionals in a time of need. So our care is going to be paid for and it's going to be managed. And that's why we have insurance. There's no maybes on that. We're not buying it because maybe the stock market will be okay and maybe they'll pay me back. No, insurance is about guarantees. You burned another weekend with us, though. I appreciate it so much. Thanks so much. Don't forget to sign up for our classes. Again, September 16th is our next class. That's a 3 p.m. kickoff. And then I have one Friday the 25th at 9 a.m. It's free. We'll even send you a book, our Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. We can get you that in a PDF, or we'll actually put a stamp on and send you the hard copy. So sign up at 525longtermcare.com. We'll be back.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 8 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.